banking.
How are you?
No,
what? You know the process. You know everything. Don't be nervous. Keep calm.
I think not now, but at the beginning.
Yesterday.
Best for my back. No, don't worry. Okay, ours is the second.
Normalmente imagino que lo minimizamos, ¿no? Para que... Hola.
Are we going to change afterwards to go next to the screen?
We can organize as we want.
No, not now. But maybe when it's our turn, we can switch places.
You need to be near the.
To be near the
microphone.
No.
And the video.
Do we have a mouse or something to control the?
I suppose they have. The mouse. We have our presentation there.
Yeah, we have it. We have the presentation, but we have a mouse to.
I suppose it's ready. Everybody was moving everything.
This is on or off now?
I think it's time, so good afternoon and welcome to this panel titled Open Minds for European Citizens, to everyone in the room and also to all of you that are following us online via live streaming. I'm Andres Sajo, I'm the head of the School and Adult Education Unit at the National Agency for the Erasmus Plus Program in Spain, CEPIE. We are at CEPIE, the agency that manages in our country the Erasmus Plus program with the collaboration with national and regional authorities. I would like first to thank to the organization of this great Congress, the invitation to take part as moderator of one of the panels in the Congress. As you all know, Erasmus Plus is a widespread and well-known program and a success in the whole of Europe, thanks to many institutions and many public authorities. This is the case of the work in the dissemination and training in the context of the Erasmus Plus program carried out through the Department de Enseñament in Catalunya. I would like to show my deep appreciation for their work. Erasmus Plus is the European Union program for education, training, youth and sport. It runs for 7 years from 2014 to 2020, with organizations invited to apply for funding each year to undertake creative and worldwide activities. Erasmus Plus aims to modernize education, training and youth work across Europe. It is open to education, training, youth and sport organization across all sectors of lifelong learning, including school education, vocational education and training, higher education, adult education, and the youth sector. It offers exciting opportunities for participants from all European countries in the program to study, work, volunteer, teach, and train abroad in Europe. It also offers possibilities for innovation and exchange of good practices through the institutional collaboration in strategic partnerships. And this Congress is a result of the program. We invite all of you to take part in the program, if you are not done so far. This panel intends to present some examples of the impact that the Erasmus Plus program has in the European education scenario. the collaborative work in a school and in other educative institutions from different countries and the mobility activities in the whole continent are enriching for everybody. During this conference, you will be able to listen firsthand the voice of beneficiaries of the projects. We will be sharing a range of projects covering a variety of topics. We will see collaborative work for the development of entrepreneurial spirit, for the transformation and innovation in schools, experiences in a changing time banking between students and teachers from different countries. We also get a chance to know more about internationalization in the field of higher education. And of course, we will be looking at transmedia project proposal through the implementation of new technologies in schools, which, as you know, is the very core of this conference. Allow me to introduce to my colleague, Ms. Montserrat Montagut, the coordinator of foreign languages in the Department de Enseñament in Catalonia.
Thank you very much, Andres. Well, first of all, I'd like to give you a warm welcome on behalf of the Department of Education here in Catalonia. It is a pleasure for me to share this running of this roundtable with Andres Ajo. As he said before, from my unit and from the department, we have the aim of helping our schools, our high schools, our primary schools, to develop this so interesting and I think that so useful projects within the program of Erasmus Plus. Just a moment before, someone said, what's the relationship between these projects and the curriculum? Well, the truth is that there is a strong relationship between both things, because our curriculum nowadays, the majority of them are competential. And so teaching in a competential way, what does it mean? Does it mean that our student has to know what sustainability is, for instance? Or does it mean that they must be able to run projects and to answer problems related to how to have a more sustainable environment, for instance? So I think that all these projects in Erasmus Plus really can help us to work in a different way and can help us to transform education. Well, let me introduce first of all our first presenter. She is Mrs. Antigone Komodiki. She comes from the 23rd Primary School of Limassol in Cyprus. Her project is called, well, the presentation at least is called The Future in Our Hands, Creating European Entrepreneurs. And the aim is to open the minds of young students to entrepreneurship. And as we will see in a moment, the project helps students to develop a number of skills, including literacy, technology, research, creative thinking, problem solving, and collaboration skills, among many other else. We give the floor to Mrs. Komodiki.
It is with great pleasure that I'm here. I would like to thank my very good friend, Mr. Blasco, for inviting me in this Congress. My school's project is called The Future in Our Hands, Creating European Entrepreneurs, and it deals with entrepreneurship in primary and secondary education. Okay. Okay. My school, the 23rd Primary School of Limassol, is a school with 240 pupils. It's a primary school with pupils from 6 to 12 years old. We have 12 classes, and it is located in the west of Limassol, in one of the lowest socioeconomic areas of Limassol. How this idea came, the entrepreneurship. I had some problems in to attract pupils' interest in education. I wanted to minimize the school failure, to enhance self-respect of my pupils, and to develop survival skills. I forgot to tell you that all these issues that I wanted to change in my class came after the financial crisis in Cyprus in 2013. And how to improve my class level, how to minimize the unemployment of the school area, because many parents of our pupils are unemployed. According to the Evridiki report about entrepreneurship in education at school in Europe in 2012, Europe faces a number of challenges that can only be met if it has an innovative, well-educated, and entrepreneurial citizens who, whatever their walk of life, have the spirit and inquisitiveness to think in new ways and the courage to meet and adapt to the challenges facing them. Entrepreneurship is one of the top cross-curricular priorities at the moment at the European education. But what is entrepreneurship? When we started to think about it, we thought it was just to create a business, but it's not. It's the willingness to take risks and to develop them, to set and to achieve goals. It is also to organize and manage a business in a competitive global marketplace that is constantly evolving. Entrepreneurs are pioneers, innovators, leaders, and inventors. Why we choose that? To develop life skills, to prepare pupils for real life, to learn by doing, and to make the induction easier in constantly changing societies. Most of all, to survive in Cyprus, that for 3 years now, we have no new jobs and new positions opening. This is about entrepreneurship in European education. I will go through it in very fast. I should say that only Slovakia has entrepreneurship as a different and individual lesson in Europe. Then, after all these thoughts, the idea came, we made the application form, and our project started. This is our logo, which was designed by the pupils of one of our schools, our partner countries, Catalonia, Cyprus, Turkey, Slovenia, Romania, Finland, and Bulgaria. Cyprus is the coordinator school. Our goals: to meet several occupations, especially those using hands. Because in Europe, we have so many students that have finished university, and there are no places and no jobs to get, so they need to change ways in their lives in order to survive. And also to meet traditional and extinction risky occupations, learn by doing, put in practice what they see, to suggest, develop, and run small companies. Cooperate with business counselors, overcome the barriers between school life and real life, increase their self-esteem. Our project activities, I will show you the activities of my school, but it's more or less what all the schools have done during these 2 years. First, we had the warm-up activities to meet each other. Last year, we started with a questionnaire to see what occupations the children, the students would like to meet. We made the questionnaire analysis, and we started bring at school counselors, because we knew what entrepreneurship was, but we weren't the most appropriate people to teach entrepreneurship, so we invited the appropriate ones. In Cyprus, we invited the Productivity Center, entrepreneurship counselors for business, Junior Achievement, the organization that deals with entrepreneurship in primary and secondary level all over the world. Company counselors, businessmen, women. Here are the two counselors that came and talked to the children about what entrepreneurship is, how they can develop business, how they can develop business that offer to the world, that they are volunteer in the weak people and they help them. They talked about social entrepreneurship, how to make profit in order to help the society. Then we developed an individual library at schools that all books were dealing with different occupations and entrepreneurship, both for teachers, students, and parents. Parents could borrow books from the library. Then we had a volunteerism and active citizenship conference at school. From the pupils to the pupils along with the teachers, they organized and they offered it to the rest of the pupils in our town. We created our logo. It was like a contest for all schools, and we chose the one you see in the right corner. And then we started have at school different businessmen and women. We met different occupations like pastry chef or gardeners, car mechanics, fashion designers. That's a very innovative business in Cyprus. It's a Cypriot business that creates toys like Lego, yes. We met traditional occupations like the Karagios puppeter, the baker, the silk producer, the embroider, the woven. Then we made a conference for the parents from creativity to entrepreneurship in order to achieve the goal that I mentioned before about minimize the unemployment of the whole area around the school. We educate the parents to help the children. We had a sports day to see athletics as business. We had very famous Cypriot sportsmen, football players, basketball players, that they said that the children always see the money and the fame, but it, for them it's not like this. It's very hard work, exercise every day, and lots of stress. This year, which I think it was quite very interesting for the pupils, but also for us, we created small companies for our students from 10 to 12 years old. It is really amazing to see that young children learn how to be creative, how to develop social skills, and be little entrepreneurs. Our school now has is running 16 companies from where most of the money will go to a good cause. At first, we brought business counselors to talk to them about how you develop a business, and then we brought some of the junior achievement mentors to talk and help the children develop their business. In each business, each pupil should have a role. It is the head of the business, the advertisement person, and the accountant, and then they start working. They produced, they developed their logo with the cooperation of a graphic designer. And we have these 16 logos. And then they start running their businesses, prepare the products, organized, coordinated the business, and we made a trade fair to sell the products, or some of the business that were selling food or sweets or etc. They were running at school. And after that, they prepared their income and expenditure accounts, profit and loss. This is the wood art business, preparing some wooden crafts, the graffiti t-shirts, super crafts with cards and other paper crafts, and the coffee shop, our love coffee shop, which is running during school times, sometimes during the year, and they sell traditional, they made some special recipes of drinks, including traditional products of Cyprus like rose water. Jewelry, fruits, and fruit salads and fresh juice. This is the trade fair in the most central point of our town. Lots of people came to buy things from the pupils. Now, that's about our activities. What do we do about dissemination? First of all, I'm here to disseminate our project. We have been to television and radio programs, not only the teachers, but also the pupils, which I think in that age, very young age, it's a great experience for them. We have developed our school's website. Also, all the schools that participate in the program have done the same. We have a blog, that which is the one you see, and we keep updated. We participated in the National Agency of Cyprus Dissemination Day and talk on the radio. The children talked, not the children, not the parents, talked about what we are doing at the school. We have a Facebook page, which is Europreneurs Community. This is the dissemination day of the National Agency in Cyprus. Every 3 months, we have a project meeting for coordination and cooperation. The teachers that participate also develop several skills. I think one of the most interesting things to do as a teacher is to participate in such projects. That's our meeting in Romania, I think. And what we are doing, in 1 month, we will host the project meeting in Cyprus. It's the last and the final one. And we will have the first Kids Entrepreneurship Festival in Cyprus. You are all invited. I will be happy if some of you manage to come. We can host you, we can show you around. During the festival, the children will present their businesses. Keep calm and be an entrepreneur. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for sharing with us. I think that's such an interesting and I'm sure engaging project for all your pupils. Let's now to continue with Mrs. Magdalena Degan. From the ITI Galileo Galilei School, Livorno, Italy. Her school is the largest school in its area and it is attended by 1,600 students. The aim of the project, Save European Itinerary, she's about to present, is to respond from schools with internationalism to the present day challenges. Mrs. Degen, this is your turn.
Okay, it's me. Hello to everybody. I'm very happy to be here, and I think this is a great opportunity for our school, for me in particular. After such a long friendship with a lot of you, I think it goes back about 4 years ago when we had some other projects. But first of all, I would like to present the greetings of my principal that would have really liked to be here, but she couldn't come. And I'm almost sure that she's following us in streaming, so as most of Italians do. So hello, ciao from, I don't know, a camera, whatever it is. So this is the logo of our project, Safe European Itinerary. ITI is, of course, the type of our school, which is a technological school. We are preparing students between 14 and 19 years old, because in Italy we finish 1 year later than the average in Europe. And they are becoming mechanics, electronics, chemical skilled people. Some of them go to university, will follow to university, but most of them will work, will find work. Hopefully they will find work. This is, of course, one of the goals. But this project I'm going to talk about is not a project, key action two, it's a key action one. Because after working with some other projects like Comenius or key action two projects, we sort of understood that we had to work on the other side. So we had to consider teachers and staff and to prepare ourselves to cope with the future, okay? Because we want to send our students into the future, but if we are not able to support them in some way, maybe they're not going anywhere. So just a little information about my school. The datum of 1,600 is incorrect. It's actually 1,750 students and families. So I'm pointing out this because, you know, you as an average, let's say an average of two parents for each student, this means an enormous community in Livorno. Livorno is about 200,000 people. There are almost 200 teachers, administrations, organization staff, technical assistants in the laboratories, caretakers, and this is about the dimension of the school. It's very big, square meters and whatever. 33 laboratories. Some of you have visited quite recently this school last year. And there are laboratories that need to be updated constantly, not only from the point of view of the premises and the machinery, but also in the people that are dealing with these machineries. So we had to start from a big question mark, and we had to be honest and to say, okay, we are a school that would like to be to project things into the future, but we have to be honest, and honestly, we needed to analyze our school and the school needs. Also, because in the latest July 2015, our government decided that it was the moment to change things, which with the National Guidelines for Education, which is known as La Buona Scuola, the good school, which created an enormous quantity of critics, you can imagine, in a place like Italy, where if you have one idea, 100 people talk about it, and we don't go much further, but this was the idea. And we took the chance to say, okay, we want to cope with this, we have to face this problem. So we analyzed and we discovered that there are inadequate safety and risk prevention culture in our school and in our area. We needed updating structures and of course following flexible mentality, which is a big challenge. We discover that we are working for the future, but really not so not as speed that was enough. So we're quite slow teaching methodologies, clear integration among this discipline, transmedia. This results in some problems because the rate of our school students' failure is a bit above the 10%, which is one of the goals that European is asking by 2020. And this is my fault because I am supposed to teach English. this is what I do. I don't know if my students understand what I'm doing, but this is my effort. At the end of the story, most of our students don't reach the average language skills that they are supposed to reach, so which should be at least a B2, but they are not. Some of them do. Okay, let's see. So we wanted to face an ambitious program, and we said so big results require big ambitions. And this is Heraclitus, this is a friend of yours, I think.
We are neighbors.
And so we were looking for answers. And and we needed to, you know, to organize all these needs, which seemed very, very different from them, one from the other. So we needed a framework. To tell you the truth, we already presented the project a couple of years ago with the first call in the Erasmus Plus, but we were just that far from reaching the financing, the grant. So we said, why? Only 5 points below? So something must be missing. And what was missing really was a complete framework. Instead of having lots of different points, we needed something to support all these ideas together, to keep them together. And safety was the answer. Safety is a word which means a lot of things related to a school like ours. Of course, study places, offices, labs, classroom, premises also. We already have plans, but probably we needed improving. Safe communication. So inside the school relationship among, sometimes, how many times in our school we experience the fact that there is a document about, I don't know anything about that. Because communication is failing, so that it is not passing. So this is a result in not safe development of a project, of an idea, because some people are working and the other people in the next room, they're not knowing what is happening, which creates a lot of conflict, which is not positive. Languages are already told about. Intercultural dimension. We need to, be safe in the use of technology. We have children not of age, data protection, software, hardware. The prevention of failure. We need also to be more inclusive. We have a percentage of students with special needs, disadvantaged students, and they are part of the game, so they have to be in the story. And we need, of course, innovation. We are the part that we want to change things. So didactic methodology, CLIL, ICT-based didactics, and also improvement in project organization. So if we wanted to elicit money from Europe, we needed to prepare projects that are intelligent, smart, useful. Again, this risk prevention culture, we need more diffused awareness, especially in our laboratories, because we have had some problems. We deal every day with substances, with material, with machineries, and it's not only a problem of the teacher being there and the technical assistant there. It's a general awareness that students also have to reach themselves and the families as well. And, the question for sustainability. We want to be environmentally friendly, and I think we have two other things. Active citizenship, I'm not going to explain this. We want active future citizens in Europe, and we want to be up with the European goals by 2020. So, safety is a big word which means a lot of things. And the answer was a Key Action 1 learning mobility project, which was multi-purpose, so which could include all these necessary needs that we were expressing, and a global action for the whole institute. This is quite important because we used to go in some, they were called individual mobilities. Some teachers, about 10 teachers in the last 2-3 years, went individually into some of these European projects, but it was just one person. And I'm sure that you understand what I mean. You know, not all other teachers were able to understand, so, oh, you're going sort of on holiday doing 1 week in some places in Europe, and what is going to happen of your new things that you have happened, that you have learned. Dissemination is not so easy, you know. Oh, I'm busy, I don't want to listen to it. So we needed something that was involving the institute as a whole. And this is the project we came out. So this is it. So the headmistress itself, she's going. 25 teachers are going in mobility. 3 people from the administration staff, technical assistants, caretakers, janitors, whatever you think, which means 36 people of the staff, which may seem not a large amount. It's 16% of the total amount, but much more than just one individual going and then coming back. And what are they going to do? The activities... Oh, sorry. I want to go back. That's it. Sorry. So they're doing these activities. We have one teaching assignment, Palamos, by the way, which is a way to pay back the money that Europe is giving us. So one of our teachers is going to show, give her know-how to another school, in this case is Palamos, talking about inclusion practices, and it would be an exchange basis, but we are going to have a good relationship, and it's a way to really to pay back with our know-how. 3 job shadowing, I'm sure you know what it is. So 2 of our teachers and 1 administrative also, they're going together, and they are putting their nose in another school affairs so that we learn by watching and exchanging. Of course, this needs a lot of preparation on their side, and also the school that is receiving us is going to be sort of, you know, it's a relationship, it's good. There will be 32 structured training courses. Some of them last 1 week, some of them last 2 weeks. Of course, languages is one of the main goals for our teachers, because CLIL is one of the things that the government is asking us to do, English and Spanish, because we have a percentage of students coming from South America and families that need to be to have a relationship with the school, with the institution. Methodology, management, project planning and organization, and structured visit to school. This is important because we are going to 5 different, the other side, boom, 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 that's it. These are the destinations. 10 people are going to Great Britain, Ireland, Netherlands, Spain and Finland. And the structured visit to schools is important for some staff because this will allow us to compare things, how they are working in Europe. And so we want to learn from the other schools. And this will be very interesting. Okay. Of course, we needed to organize things and everything is quite scheduled, really. So there are actions before, during, and after. I'm not going into details because this is maybe quite boring for you, but for example, for the language, the teachers and staff, and also the caretakers are taking preparatory language courses. They have to do their placement tests. They will have intermediate tests, and then hopefully they will have language test to, in order to have some certification, which is a value for the school, not only for themselves, okay? And everything is going to be like that. So we have some tutoring before, what is a key action one, what is safety, you have to be aware what you want to look for, because otherwise you just go, no? But you have to know what you are supposed to do. There are grids quite strict to understand what checklists, so what are you going to do there and what you are doing. They are supposed to keep a logbook during the mobility, so every day, and collect all the stuff they can, very eating everything, which is important, because everything will be disseminated afterwards. We have a long-running plan, not only during the project, it is going to last until 2017, but we have already planned actions for the next 2 years and 2 years more, and hopefully further. Europe is asking to have these narrative reports from our mobilities so that we can publish and everyone can see what really has been done. And this should be developed also into e-training presentations and projects that we have already planned, but this will come later. Okay, to have all of these things going together, we need a strong management planning, and of course the project coordinator and organization committee for candidate selection, monitoring and evaluation committee, area of destination team leaders, hub initiative management responsible. What I want to say is that all these committees are independent organizations, so this will grant objectivity. So it's not the same people as it often happens. I'm here and then I work there and then I work there. So because it's the idea is of working together for the same focused task, and we need to be independent organizations. We are quite ambitious, and these are the expected results. 2015, 16, we are just at the beginning of the project, but sure, this will result in improved motivation. We have already seen some results about that. Developed cooperativeness, which seems obvious, but it was not in our institute. And then a suitable, safer communication, improved organization and project management, methodology, innovation, competent student support, reduction in students dropout, and all that, risk prevention awareness, long-term innovation planning, reinforcement of European values. This has already had some results. I can tell you about this tiny example. When we started, for example, a Comenius project 4 years ago, it was difficult for us to find 18 families hosting the students coming from abroad, for example. Oh, what is that? Why Europe? Why, you know, who are the other people coming to this school? I don't know them, from the side of the family. And we teachers had to explain that it is an opportunity, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we had another project, and the Key Action 2 that we are, this is transmedia, you know something about that. This was already done. So when I asked it, we need 10 families hosting the students who are coming? It was easier. And the other teachers also are starting not to look at us as if we were, okay, what are you doing? Is that for yourself? No. It's for everybody, so there is a vision and a mission that is involving really all the parts of the staff and the school in general. So I know that is not fair to talk about money, but without the money, we are not able to do this project. So okay. this is the amount that we were granted, which is exactly 100% of what we required. So it means that Europe and the national agency understood that probably the project was a good idea, that it could be supported in every part of it. No reduction. We are proud of it. These are just a few images of the two groups already have left for London. This is our coordinator, professor. She's a teacher. And Antonella Ramacciotti, I want to say the name. And this is another group going to Dublin recently with their certifications. And when they came back, it was already, what did you do there? What happened? Can you tell us? Can we organize a meeting? We want to know. So the mood has changed in our school. And I think this is one of the biggest results of the Key Action 1 activity. So the last, I'm concluding, so from the seed to, I hope, the blossoming tree in a couple of years, I have to thank the people that made it possible. Our principal, the project coordinator, the third is me, and the staff working, the partners in Europe, Joseph Blasco and Luisa, I forgot to write, but of course also the Italian National Agency, which supported our project. And that's it. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. I'd like to say congratulations, because I think it's not an easy thing to manage such a huge organization in the daily day, and with all these different backgrounds and all that differences between students and teacher staff, etc. And good luck with the project as well.
I think we need it. Really, thank you.
Well, now it is the turn of Mr. Josep Bofill. He comes from l'Institut La Miquela in Catalonia. This is a state secondary school, and his project is coordinated by a pre-vocational school in the Netherlands called St. Lucas. The aim of the project he's about to present to all of us is exploiting the benefits from peer-to-peer learning methodology in order to share basic and transversal knowledge. But as you will see, it is not only a project among two schools, but a project with impact on the school community. Mr. Bofill, you have the word.
Okay, I'm not used to talk in public, so at the beginning, I think it'd be a little bit hard for me. So thank you very much for the invitation. On behalf of my school in San Michele, the principal Kim Cuglielli and the coordinator Judith Sarat, I would really give so many thanks to the organization. I will talk about Time Banking 2.0. It's a project I'm coordinating right now. Just a few introduction of the project. It's a key action to Erasmus Plus bilateral two-year project between secondary school of Institut La Miquela and a pre-vocational school of St. Lucas. Well, as you may see in the image, both schools are pretty far in terms of distance, but we feel really close to each other on working. Time banking, it's thought about as a way of give and receive to build supportive networks and strong communities. About the priorities of time banking, first would be the development of basic and transversal skills using innovative methods. Second would be the enhancement of digital integration in learning, teaching, and training, youth work at various levels, support of schools to tackle early school leaving and disadvantage, and the involvement of all students. About the methodology, we would like to give a shift on the teaching methodology. So from learning with the others, we would like to turn into learning from each other, which is kind of difficult at the beginning, but we hope we will succeed on that. So students from a similar age group, background, cultural, or on social status, they will work in pairs or small groups to finally give something to the others and receive something back. So everyone would be able to provide to the peer with some worthy knowledge and learn something meaningful from another peer, regardless of the intelligence, popularity, personality, social status, origin, and so on. About the aims of Time Banking 2.0, we do have six big aims. First of all, would be to integrate and assimilate basic and transversal contents to promote ICT and language competencies. Second one will be to increase people's initiative, autonomy, entrepreneurship, motivation, and self-confidence. Third, to strengthen the feeling to belong to a group, to enhance positive social interactions in meaningful situations. Fourth, to facilitate interpersonal relationships to fight against social exclusion and early school leaving. Fifth, foster equity, intergenerational and intercultural cooperation. And the last is to promote active participation in society. I wanted to show you a mind map I did that it really helped me a lot about the distribution of the task. As you can see, we have distributed the task in three places. So La Michela, St. Lucas, and a different task that we will have to do together. So I have to say that I've just arrived today from the mobility to St. Lucas. So for example, we did some workshops on 3D image, and we started working peer-to-peer learning with the students. So I have to say that it was really a good time for the students. They learned so much from our Duchess partners, and they came back with a lot of things to explain to the families and to friends. For example, as working together with St. Lucas, I will explain later about the time banking, but we will have to create two national time banking student teams with the respective time banking commissions. We have already created the association name that I will explain you later. But for example, in this case, it was our work to do an association name contest. So the best three, they were sent to St. Lucas, so they decided the first. And from this, as they are really good in 3D and creation, they will make the final logo. They will choose the best three, and they will send them back to us. So we will choose the final logo for the association. I will tell you later. As a result of the time banking, as written in the contract, all the results will be integrated in the pedagogical framework of both the schools. As I said before, we have the aim or the responsibility, let's say, to create the first European school time banking association in Europe. So for that, we will have to write all the articles of the association, and the final step would be to create a directory of European scholar time banks. So we pretend from our beginning to invite, let's say, other schools from around Europe to join our project. This would be a long-term result, but we hope we will succeed on that. Also, we will, well, it's already running, but it's a multilingual website in Catalan, Spanish, English, and Dutch, in where all the information and examples of good practices will be posted. And finally, we will also have a rich section of tutorials and a large offer of workshops for both students and teachers. As you may know, the impact is that time banking will go beyond the project period, so I hope it will be like that. So we expect an active participation and involvement in a student's learning process and society, an improvement in a student's academic results, a raise of motivation and awareness in the learning process, so I hope students will see school something more than a place to go, eradication of social exclusion, decreasing of early school leaving, community cohesion, as I said, to feel part of a community and do some kind of social community works, improvement of intergenerational and intercultural relationships, the international of the school, of course, and ICT skillful teachers from both schools. As a conclusion of the project, I have to say that we expect to gain awareness of, we expect that the students, the pupils, will gain awareness of their own knowledge, what they know, and what they can learn from each other, to foster entrepreneurship and initiative by gaining ICT knowledge, to improve, of course, English level and academic results, to learn to work in equity and intergenerational, intercultural, and transnational cooperation, to achieve a greater personal development, to share good practice, learn from each other, and enrich themselves beyond the borders of their own community, and the involvement of local stakeholders will strengthen the ties to the local community and its needs. Also wanted to show you this. You cannot really see that clear because it's really a lot of things. So this would be the time banking mind map. It's flexible, so it means that it's continuously changing. So here's time banking and all the different parts of the mind map. There are so many ideas we have in mind that we are kind of, implementing right now, but some more will come. Just to say that we would like to create a method. As we know, there is an association already running in Barcelona, Salut en Familia. They are working in time banks in the neighborhood and also in schools. So we will have to create our own method, not to copy them. And we are really interested on creating synergies. I don't know if it's the concept in English as well, between also, not only students and teachers, also students, teachers, families, local companies. Let's say it's gonna go so far, because also Europe is involved, so we hope we all get involved on that. And just to finish, that's the last slide. That's something I really like it when I saw it on internet. We are all assets, we all have something to give. So thank you for your kind attention.